Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
And I want you to think to yourself, at 21, were you mature enough to be the best young player on the Eastern Seaboard?
No.
Jason Tatum, folks, is 21 years old, and he is now the Boston Celtics best player, and he is a star.
We keep talking about this, you know, Lisa, it's really Glenn about the cute little team.
Do you really believe in a 7-game series they're a threat to win the whole thing?
There's more evidence that they're closer to a great team than they are a cute little team.
I want to talk about my cute little team.
So much of what happens here in Indianapolis involves the players who are going to be free agents over the course of the next month. None bigger, none more important than Tom Brady. And
I mean, we're all day-to-day if you think about it.
We really haven't gotten into any hardcore negotiations. It is possible that that begins here in Indianapolis.
I don't know who's asking for the meeting. I was just reminded of these people. Just make sure you're skeptical about
and the longer
all reports.
Right now.
Tropical.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh my God. More complicated with this Brady stuff. So, I took a day off. I figured
tropical.
I'd get back here today. I thought the thing would be all resolved. That today we'd be sitting here saying, okay, Brady's either Dunsky or he's...
You thought he had the answers.
Yeah. You really thought the answers, that's
well,
it? Like that's
you purposely wanted
like
to come back.
The sun definitely did something to you down there in Florida. You thought you were going to come back and get answers?
Figured maybe we could resolve this thing pretty quickly. I saw Ian Rappaport said that, you know, Don Yee apparently headed to the combine.
Well,
sit down, they're going to get together and resolve it.
Did he really say that?
Well,
did he really say they were?
Like,
was it confirmed that they were going to sit down and talk? Right? Is that a confirmation? Is that an opinion? Is that inside information?
This is inside information. Rappaport.
Go.
So much of what happens here in Indianapolis involves the players who are going to be free agents over the course of the next month. None bigger, none more important than Tom Brady. And though he's had some conversations with the Patriots and his longtime representative, Don Yee, has as well, since the Super Bowl, since the playoffs and all of that, they really haven't gotten into any hardcore negotiations. It is possible that that begins here in Indianapolis. At the least, the two sides are expected to meet, as, of course, every agent and basically every team meets as well. And this should be the starting off point for dialogue, real dialogue, over the course of the next month. Either way, nothing's expected to happen until right up in the cusp of free agency. At that point, all sides should know what Brady's plans are.
What is that?
No, it's nothing.
I mean, what is that?
Bill's
in the building. Don's in the building.
They're
all. You think they'd probably talk?
They're all lying. Hey, how's your guy doing?
Pretty good. I don't believe a damn word he's saying.
I don't either.
Hey, listen, you
I don't
know,
believe
Ian Rappaport.
What is that?
Ian Rappaport, be specific. You can't be so vague. Here are the keys. Here are the keys. It is possible. Really? I mean, really?
Oh, they're in the same building.
Thank you
it's
for
possible
the, oh, my God. Do agents go to the combine? I never knew that.
Refs,
thank you for giving me nothing.
He's got nothing.
It's expected. Is it? Really? It says who? Should be. So it is possible. Expected. Should be. Is it or is it not? Did somebody talk to you and say they are going to meet? I could easily do that. Why am I not on the NFL Network? I can do a better job than Ian Rappaport.
I mean, it's just like you said, you're so right. Like the words, it's
careful.
I've talked to somebody close to the situation. Don Yee will indeed sit down with Bill Belichick and discuss Tom Brady's contract. Doesn't say that. It's possible that they could. What?
You know how it works here. The combine, lots of agents are here.
Like, listen,
they're going back
Rap,
and forth.
Rap is, you know, is what he is, and he's very good. But I just think so
is
far
he?
When it comes.
Is he really?
Has, in his past, when it comes to this Tom Brady situation, I got nothing.
He's out of
he's
giving out of
me
his
absolutely
element.
Nothing.
So he needs to bail
so he
on
is
the
not
Tom
connected.
Brady.
Somehow he is not connected at all. in this whole Brady thing.
It is possible that that begins here in Indianapolis.
It's not.
I mean, I told you the biggest problem we all have is you're getting stuff from the Brady camp. I think there's stuff being leaked out from the Kraft camp. Nothing's being leaked out by the Belichick camp. And that's where you need to find out. This story doesn't
shouldn't
begin.
Shouldn't the Belichick and the Kraft camp, shouldn't they all be in lockstep with the message that they're trying? To me, that sounds sounds very anti-patriot.
I think they're lockstep, but I think there is the wish, the hope of Robert Kraft, and maybe even the spin, because he's the one most likely to get an awful lot of heat if he doesn't step in and save Tom Brady here in New England. So you're getting some of that, but nobody is getting anything out of Belichick, so nobody has any clue what's going on. Tommy Curran took a phone call, then he came back in and kind of poo-pooed the Rappaport
thing. That's the way real insiders work. The phone rings, they leave a live show, they handle their business, and then they come back and they give you a little something. They don't give you this random, vague nonsense. It's like every time he speaks, not Tommy Curran, Ian Rappaport, I just feel like he is a bottom
down
feeder.
On the rap sheet today, huh?
Yeah,
down on the rap sheet.
I've been on the down on the rap sheet
for a while now. When it comes to this Brady stuff, he was the one that sat there and said that the Patriots would be willing to give him $30+ million.
And you ran ridiculous.
Like there isn't anybody that would ever believe that, really. And this whole thing, there's a chance possibly that they could possibly sit down. Maybe I think that maybe possibly. What does that mean?
Everybody's just throwing BS against the wall. That's what everybody's doing right now, including the people involved in it. So here's Tommy Curran kind of correcting the thing slightly.
Anything you can tell us?
Just was reiterated to me to be skeptical of all reports.
Okay.
Just keep your sniffer to the ground, which is, you know, for instance, in talking about, you know, meetings that are expected to happen or will happen, just make sure to...
Should I go back to who initially reported that?
I mean...
If you
it's
want,
just, you know, there's a meeting between Don Yee and the Patriots, as Ian Rappaport stated, was expected to happen this weekend. And I just had said earlier, look, I don't know if there's a big jump from expected to will. So I don't know who is.
Okay.
I don't know who's asking for the meeting.
Well, I said that was the key question for me.
Or who's expecting it? Who expects this meeting to happen? So I was just reminded, just make sure you're skeptical about
and the longer,
all reports,
again.
Which is, I think, what I mentioned.
That's my call. That's what I do. When I want all the insiders to give me information at one time, that's we're gonna play the survivor horn.
There's so many calls.
I mean, it's
so many.
Like, to me, it's you come out right now and say, you know, it is expected that the Patriots and Tom Brady will sit down in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's expected.
Yeah, okay.
It is possible.
It's possible.
Should be.
Well, with Bill in the building and Don Yee in the building, there is a chance. It's possible that these two could sit down and do what? And really talk about numbers?
Not yet.
Either tell me they're doing that or not.
See, I would.
Tell me there's an organized meeting in the back room of St. Elmo's. You know, and that's, they're discussing Tom Brady. They want to lay the groundwork. They want to lay the foundation. They want to get it out there exactly what both sides want. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, they're expected to sit, possibly, maybe.
It sounds
well, but so me. What happens is, so sure enough, so there's this report, Ian Rappaport, that was from this morning. So Tom E. Kern, being the insider that he is, you know, does some research, makes some calls, gets the call during the show, and he says, you know what,
to the ground,
you know what, just you know, I would be careful about what you take as fact. You know, that ain't happening.
Well, why do they have to have a face to face meeting anyway?
They
don't. I mean, literally, they can pick up
this thing called cell phone.
They do.
It's this other thing called FaceTime.
It's weird.
And you know, sometimes, you know, high end corporations they have this higher end version of FaceTime. I forget what they call it, but it's, you know, it's closed.
And Don Yee could actually like sit in a room, a conference room, and they could have this thing called a conference call.
What are you on SnapFace there?
You know,
there?
They could have conference calls. Yep. They could be talking to a room full of Patriots. You know, front office people. They could do a lot of different
because
things.
Because I think that the first.
I got to look him in the eye, though. I want to make sure I can trust the words that are coming out of your mouth.
No, because you're not getting to that point.
I'm old school.
You're not getting into negotiations. So what you're getting into, what does everybody want? So my guess is that the first conversation, and again, they could do it over the phone, could basically be, okay, you know, what do you want? And Don Yee's probably looking at it, go.
What do you think Don Yee says to him?
He probably says,
what do you want? I mean, Bill says, what is Tom looking for? Exactly. Me, I think financially, he's not looking to get embarrassed.
Right. That you might know what be. Mean? That might be.
But, okay, right. Because you can't give a specific number.
No, but I'm just saying. Right? Yeah.
So that's
not
perfect.
Looking to get embarrassed.
Yep.
You know, we all know that there's teams out there that may be willing to give more. I get how it works, but we're not looking to get embarrassed.
See, I'm leaving that part out.
And he also fine. And he also, you know, he wants to know what kind of talent he has around him offensively.
See, I
Bill,
would say,
you know, I mean, listen, there's depth issues at the offensive line. Some of these weapons, they just aren't working. So he wants two things. He wants to know what the weapons are. He doesn't want to be embarrassed financially.
So I don't think he gets an answer on either one of those. Because I think Belichick, I think Belichick's going to sit there and say,
that.
We're trying to upgrade. Obviously, we're going to get a tight end. We don't know which guy we're going to get. We're honing in on a couple guys, and we're probably going to draft somebody. And we're probably going to add another receiver. And then, but that's where the conversation goes right now. You're not getting down into specific dollars. And if I'm done,
are you trading for anybody currently?
Yeah, we
There's
might.
Some rumors out there about guys. I'd like to know.
We might.
Are you really looking at Hayden Hurst? Are you looking at Odell? Are you looking at Stephon Diggs? Will there be a trade before we even get the free agency?
Don,
that
as you
might
know,
kind of might have Brady look at it differently.
Don, as you know, there are a lot of different ways that we can build a roster, and we can build those pieces around Tom. So we're approaching all of them, but he's not going to be specific because he can't be. Can't sit there and tell you exactly who he's going to get. We're too early in the process. And that's why I don't believe any of these teams have got down to the nitty-gritty. Now, I end the conversation if I'm Don Yee saying, where do we follow this up? Because you know how this works, Bill. You know, there's interest out there. There's no question. You know, there's interest in Tom. And Belichick's probably smart to say, of course there is. Greatest quarterback of all time.
There should be.
We get it. We understand. There should be. We get that. And we want the guy. You know, we want Tom back. I think that's the first conversation you have. And do you really have to go all the way to Indianapolis and sit down and have that type of conversation? You are not getting down to nitty-gritty in Indianapolis right out of the gate with this thing.
No.
You're just not doing it. It's not getting there.
Nope and nope. I'm done. I feel like we should rank the insiders when we should come back. Who sucks and who's good?
Well, you are all over the insiders today. I will say
Curran. Well, I mean, I would say, I mean, Curran's being fed information also. So some person gives someone Ian Rappaport information, and then the next guy, the other side hears and say, no, you're one of our guys. You say this. So in a sense, Curran's being used just as much as Rappaport is.
Of course they are. Everybody
depends on who you trust.
Everybody's working it right now. It's lying season. You said it.
It is.
And a lot of the stuff they're saying right now is not exactly how they feel, but it's how they want to present their case. That's all they're doing right now. I think it's interesting that Stephen Jones, you're getting, Bruce Arians down in Tampa Bay. They're talking now. They're bringing up names of these guys.
Good. We need to do this.
This
now.
One is really interesting. What's going on around the league?
And there's a strange pattern going down in Miami.
I think
that
there
I
is.
Get into
there
as
is.
Well.
Strange
pattern.
We'll get into it. The Brady Watch segment brought to you by Northeast Electrical. Isn't every segment or virtually all of them Brady Watch segments?
No.
We're powered by Difference. Visit Needco.com. We'll get into them next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
What's the scenario for Miami to make it enticing?
$90 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. A ridiculous number of draft picks that they have amassed through trades like Laremy Tunsil, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
But having said that, realistically, do you see them being a championship contender in the amount of time Tom Brady has left?
Tom Brady can see, and that's what Tom Brady's, if you will, conceit is, that he can change a team from 6 wins to 12 wins.
Hold on.
Agreed.
So, hold on. Is Tommy Carreno claiming that Tom Brady can take the Miami Dolphins from 6 wins to 12 wins? Because I think that's a real stretch.
Well, what type of... What type of cap space do they have? They have a lot of cap space. I mean, do they have a lot of draft equity? Can they rebuild now? Can they?
Right.
To me, if that's the idea, then you're basically you're LeBron James, and you go to a team, and the first year you're a contender right away. Regardless, you're going to go back to no. I'm saying, but that's if that's the approach you think can work in the NFL. I have a lot of concerns with that.
Okay.
I mean, because there's 11 on offense. Right, exactly. I mean, there's five guys, four guys that you have to worry about as opposed to 10.
Don't forget special teams.
Special teams. Oh, yeah, there are defense. Yes. You do know there's other people that play defense. You don't play defense, right?
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, that's a stretch. And if Tom thinks that, I think he's looking at that one game against Miami where they struggled.
Yeah.
And said, oh, they were good. Real good.
I think you know, the lore down there would just be, like you said, the money they could spend. And the draft capital they have, the Miami Dolphins, you can still be in rebuild mode and bring in Brady for a couple years, and improve every single. The question is, again, if Brady would want to be part of this, but, turn it into a playoff contending type of team. And then maybe the following year, year two, maybe you take it to another level. Maybe you get into the postseason. And you've actually rebuilt the roster with some free agent signings, some draft picks, maybe a couple of trades for those draft picks. And you brought excitement back to the Dolphins down in Miami. And when Tom Brady walks away, you're left with a good football team moving forward. Maybe there's a point where you're drafting a quarterback behind Brady. Maybe you're still in play for a guy like Tua. And you just figure, okay, Brady's bringing the excitement. The Dolphins are back on the map. We've spent some money. We've made some trades. We've signed some players. And in a couple of years, we're now ready to move forward with Tua.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that. I think 3 years from now, you might look at Miami and say, with all of this cap room they have and all the collateral they have with the draft picks, they can build something 3 years from now. But I think Tom would be foolish to go.
Well, the crazy pattern going on down in Miami is that, if you remember, Stephen Ross, he did some interview and they asked him about Brady. I thought it was a strange answer. We kind of sat there and were like, that's kind of weird. The owner basically said, we're rebuilding right now. I don't know why Tom would want to come play with us.
Right.
So apparently, Brian Flores was asked, and he said the exact same thing. I don't know why Tom would want to come play with us. We're rebuilding.
You think they're trying to, obviously you feel like they're trying to throw everyone off the scent, right? Like, let's make sure so it's a complete and total surprise and nobody knows that they're actually, you know, the one team that has the most interest in Brady. Because it is kind of, or is it just, Flores lockstep with the owner as the Patriots,
Well, that's probably what their approach is as an organization. But I think over the last 24, 48 hours, you're starting to see some people talk. And I think when you put it all together, and we'll get to some of them, I think you come to the conclusion that these other teams have interest in Tom Brady. They don't think he's going to leave New England. They don't believe that he's ready to walk away from New England. So they need a commitment based on the fact that...
How do you know? How do you know? You have no clue.
Until you get to March 18th, but the problem is all of these other teams have got to make moves before March 18th.
Give me some examples
of it. Stephen Jones, okay?
Yes.
He comes out and starts talking about Dak Prescott. And we talked, and you mentioned this last week, they're going to franchise tag him. Nope, not what Stephen Jones is saying. I think he's lying, by the way. He's sitting there going, he's lying. It's lying season. No, we're not going to talk about putting the tag on him. We're not thinking about the tag. Well, why are they saying that? Because they don't want to piss off the Prescott camp right now. Because Prescott's guy is going to come back and say, you put the tag on him, he's going to hold out. So you're still in that honeymoon period where you're trying to negotiate and work out a deal. But if we get to March the 10th, or if they delay this, which they're possibly talking about now, they don't get a collective bargaining agreement, does anybody really believe they're going to let Dak Prescott go for absolutely nothing?
Well, let's hear from him. Let's see what he says.
You'd like not to use a franchise tag on him. You'd like to do a long-term deal. But yes, if you have to franchise tag, is it accurate to say it would be the exclusive variety?
You know, I'm not going to get into any of the details of the contract and franchising and that type of thing. Our goal is to get it done with Dak, and I know he wants to be here, and we want him to be here long term, and you know, he's our guy. You know, we've got nothing but the highest regards for him, and we want to get the deal done.
So
you don't want to piss the guy off.
Again,
it's all games. They're all
there. Some teams that can wait and some can't. You know, like Dak Prescott. You're going to franchise him, you're going to sign him, what are you going to do with him? Ryan Tannehill, you're going to franchise him, you're going to sign him, what are you going to do with him? The Raiders? Raiders can sit back and wait and see what happens to Brady. They might not believe he's leaving, but if he does, they're in a spot where they can sit back.
All right.
So they owe $2 million to Derek Carr, and if they figure out that Brady's in play, they can move on.
So here you go.
The Chargers, they can move on. They can wait, too.
All right, let's go with the Vegas Raiders. Got to get used to saying that. The Vegas Raiders. Mike Mayock says he's very happy with Derek Carr.
Hold on. We got him, too.
Yeah.
Let's hear. I want to hear Mike Mayock. Yeah.
I'm surprised that it took two questions to get to Derek, but thank you. I mean, the bottom line is this. I think everybody needs to understand at what level Derek Carr played last year, okay? The guy completed 70% of his passes. He had almost a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. I think we're number 11 in the league in total yards. We were 7th in third down conversions. We did a lot of really good things on offense last year. The disconnect was we didn't score a lot of points. You're 11 in yards and 24 in points. There's an issue. It's defense, it's special teams, it's not scoring in the red zone, and it's not scoring in goal to goal, okay? So, to me, those are the issues. Derek Carr played at a high level. I'm very happy with Derek Carr. What I've told everybody I've been in touch with since the day I took this job is we're going to evaluate every position every year. And if we can get better, we will. And guys get tired of me saying that, but that's really what I told Mark Davis before I took the job, and that's my mantra.
So he's leaving it wide open right there. Your mic's not on. He's leaving it wide open.
There was kind of two parts there, right?
Yes.
Because the first part was praising him. I mean, 70% completion percentage. He wasn't the problem.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, other than the tight end, who was good? Who else did he have?
Right.
He had the kid hitting third the other day for Tampa Bay.
Hunter Renfrow.
You know what I mean? So it was like,
red zone.
He did that with nothing. So he praises him. But then the second part is sort of like, but you know what? We'll always try to get better.
Yeah, but he's doing again the lying season thing. And that is that he's praising Derek Carr, one, because Derek Carr may be his quarterback next year. Two, Derek Carr might be the guy he needs to trade away, so why trash him? You need to build him up and say he was terrific.
I'm very happy with Derek Carr.
The reason we're trading Derek Carr is we get somebody we think is better. We got Tom Brady,
and then he leaves
it open, but if we can get better, we will, which speaks to the Brady camp. Hey, Tom, are you listening?
You always have to protect yourself because – you know, someone's going to use those words against you, and maybe they just play one clip, and you say, hey, you said he played awesome. You said he played good. Well, then why did you trade him? Why did you cut him?
Well, I also said I could get better.
I also said I will always look to improve the team no matter what that comes first. Oh, okay, so you think Brady is better than Derek Carr? I don't know, but I don't know if that changes the way you feel about the Raiders, if that changes the way you feel about Derek Carr. To me, that relationship will probably stay intact. I don't see them deviating from that relationship unless John Gruden just hates Derek Carr with a passion. Otherwise, it really doesn't make sense because I don't know if it's a significant upgrade. I mean, they have a quarterback. They have one. He's good.
Yeah,
he's not great. But he's really good, and he came. I mean, he's one more year in the system, new team, and then maybe another weapon here or there. Shore up your defense, get a better special teams coach, and You're in the mix.
Jim Irsay did
but the
same
thing. But you're also in the AFC West.
Yeah, Jim Irsay did the same thing. He, you know, praised Jacoby Brissett, and then he talked about, yeah, but there are other options. And everybody knows Phillip Rivers is possibly one of them. Tom Brady, who knows, could be another one. And then, of course, you got Bruce Arians, who is kind of leaving it wide open as to where they are with Jameis Winston, only because if they strike out everywhere else, they need to go back to Jameis Winston. But he was asked if there were quarterbacks he'd pick up the phone to call in free agency, and he immediately said Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers is another guy. We'll see. So here we go again. I think what's going on now, I don't think any of them are sure out there that Tom Brady, who's been in New England for 20 years, is willing to pick up and move.
Can you think about this? So you commit long term to somebody, and when somebody asks you how strong your commitment is, oh, it's great, but however, I'm still looking for somebody else if something better comes along. Imagine if you said that to your wife. She asked, hey, baby, do you love me? Oh, of course I love you. Will you marry me? Yeah, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life together. As long as somebody else hotter doesn't come along and smarter and is better with the kids. I mean, no, we're good. It makes completely no sense whatsoever. On one hand, you love him. You're going to sing his praises. You're going to openly talk about how great he played. And yet you're like, well, you know, there could be somebody else out there.
I like the comparison. So Bruce Arians goes, when the dominoes start falling, other guys are going to be on the market. Quarterbacks, how long? I don't want to drag it out very long. It's one thing I'd like to get done soon. We'll see. And
oh, I think
that's the problem. I think there are a lot of other teams, and maybe Miami is saying the same thing. Why would he come here? Huh? You know, Tommy Curran seems to think maybe Tom thinks he could do something in Miami, but I don't think any of them believe it. I think in the end, they all think that Tom Brady is going
to
go back home.
GM Greer said the exact same thing to him first.
Yeah.
Why would he want to come to Miami? And then Stephen Ross, why would he want to come to Miami? Brian Flores, why would he want to come to Miami? All three of these guys, owner, GM, head coach, say the exact same thing. I just find that strange.
All right, let's take a break when we come back.
I feel like they gave him a sheet and said, this is how we want to handle Tom. When we're able to talk to him, it'll be this is how we just push it off right now. We don't want to get into it. Just we'll deal with it when we can.
So how about Mike Vrabel? Because Vrabel talked about this. We'll do this when we get back. And we'll get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. But they're starting to talk now elsewhere with other franchises. Doesn't seem to be any conversation with New England and Tom Brady. But could it be that these other teams are looking at it saying, is he really going to leave? Yeah, we're interested, but is he really going to leave? We'll get Mike Vrabel's 2 cents in this coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Let's go, boys.
On EEI.
All right, back here on OMF. How many days do we have left on us? 22 more days?
Well, we got 22. A countdown going.
22, something like that. We've been going through these teams, and over the last 24, 48 hours, they were at the combine, so they're accessible, and we now have questions being asked to various team officials about Tom Brady. So you've got it in front of you. Phil Perry ran into Mike Vrabel, right?
Yeah, so this was actually kind of funny. So, obviously, they're at the combine, and discussion in Boston, this is the question, the discussion in Boston that the Titans would be a good fit for Brady. Vrabel, why would you say that's a great fit? I'm just curious. Win now, good weapons, good line, knows the coach. Vrabel, we were 9-7. I know a lot of players in the league, and it continues. More from Vrabel. Tom's under contract. I was just curious why you thought it'd be a great fit. You agree? Phil Perry asked. Vrabel, that I know Tom or I'm friends with Tom. No,
here we go.
That he'd be a great fit. More from Vrabel. I think when you look at players that are still under contract, it's important for us to understand there's a time frame to have those conversations. So, I mean, he's trying to get him to say it's a good fit. And, of course, you know, hey, we were only 9-7. Yeah, dude, you went to the AFC Championship game. I mean, we all know you were better or could be better because you had to get rid of your first-round pick at quarterback, change it with Ryan Tannehill. And we all know he's not a great quarterback. He's good.
Well, if you're having a real conversation, you know, it's just like, you know, good line, good weapons, good everything, whatever. He says, we were 9-7. And he's like,
downplay it.
I get it, but, you know, your quarterback can't make the big throw.
That's no different than
this guy, you know, can.
There's
a big difference between 9-7 and a quarterback you don't trust and 9-7 with Tom Brady.
That's no difference than Brian Flores saying, why would Tom want to play for us?
So you're saying when he said we're 9-7, like we weren't that good?
Yeah, he said, here's the thing. Vrabel says, why would you say that? It's a great fit. I'm just curious, Vrabel says. Why do you think the Titans would be a good fit? And then Perry says, win now, got good weapons, got a good line. He knows the coach. And Vrabel says, we're 9-7, one, so that's not great. It's not a great team. And he also says, I know a lot of players in the league. So why Brady's no different than any other person, and we're nothing special. Downplay it. Why would Tom Brady want to play here? Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores. Why would he want to play here? We're rebuilding.
So why are they doing that?
I think the same thing I said about these other teams, Lou. I don't think they want to get used. I think there's interest in Tom Brady if Tom Brady is available, but I don't think they believe it. If you hear a lot of the national people, you know, locally you got a lot of people like this guy over here and others that think, even Tommy Curran, that think Brady's going elsewhere. Nationally, you don't get that. Nationally, most of the people say, oh, he's going back to New England. And I think that is what most teams think. So they want to see a separation where Brady, because I don't think Brady has really had much conversation with these other teams. They want to see a total separation.
Yeah, but
now you guys tell me in this Tennessee deal, John Robinson, who is the general manager. I mentioned this last week, that Tannehill has changed his agent. And he has the exact same agent as Derrick Henry, who happens to be the exact same agent as John Robinson, the general manager. Listen to these two different cuts where John Robinson is talking about Derrick Henry and the future of him with the Titans, and then Tannehill's future. First, Derrick Henry.
Derrick had a great year for us. I mean, he led the league in rushing. He built off the second half of the 2018 season that he had. He cares about his teammates. He works hard. He's great in the community. We're going to work through that one and do everything we can to try to keep him around.
Pretty obvious what they're going to do right there, right? They're going to sign him. They're going to find
great
a way.
Running back, yes.
We got to pay him. Running backs, you know, they could fall apart at any time, but we need this
He's
guy.
He's got him by the balls.
Right, we need this guy. Here's what he talks about when he talks about Ryan Tannehill.
Do you envision Ryan being your starter in 2020?
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, his contract's up. So we'll have those contract negotiations with a lot of our players. And like I said, I want to try to keep as many of those guys on the team as possible. But the 2020 Titans, they're going to look different than the 2019 Titans. That's the way it is.
Okay. I mean, I'm not surprised. But what I'm surprised at is that Ryan Tannehill thought it was a good idea for him to have to be represented by the same guy that's the GM, the same guy that is going to decide whether or not you will get paid and play for him is the same guy that he has representing him. So there's a huge conflict of interest there. The GM, yeah. You guys are sharing the same agent? And one hand you think, oh, maybe you get inside information. No. So the guy is negotiating with probably his friend, probably. He knows all about it. It's ridiculous. It's just stupid, actually. Adam Vinatieri ran into the same problem
like
years ago.
Hiring Don Yee when he's drafted by the Patriots.
Well, because he was... but that, to me, is not as bad.
Well, I know.
It wasn't the end.
Don Yee's in a spot where he said, hey, what the hell are you doing with my client? The kid's 26 years old. He should be starting in the NFL. What are we doing? All right, good. Hey, what are you doing with my client, Brady? Why are you bringing this kid in behind him and pushing him?
That's true.
This is ridiculous.
It's like, what message
I want
are
an
you
extension
sending?
For Tom Brady. He wants to be here until 45. By the way, I also want the backup quarterback to play here for a while, too, so I want a contract. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It wasn't
to
the
think
end.
That yeah. those two guys are the same, represented by the same guy.
Because you can't create leverage against the other guy.
Yeah,
he can't do it, and he couldn't do it. I think Robinson is really clear there. But what they're all doing is they're all holding off on Tom Brady. Why? Because they don't know.
Some
what
teams
his,
can though.
They right. They don't know what his intention are intentions are. But with Tannehill, they're going to have to make a decision. They
Tannehill and Dak, but I mean, you know, like teams like Miami, teams like the Chargers. You know, the Chargers have Tyrod Taylor there, right? I don't know if you're ever going to name him.
They
the
like
starter.
Him. They say they like him.
Oh, but he's I mean, a break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, yep. And you're also in position to both for both of those teams to go out and draft a first round quarterback,
right?
You know, and the Raiders are sitting here. We still have Derek Carr, so there are a few teams that are out there that sit there and says, "Yeah, we can wait to see if Tom is serious about leaving New England." Other teams, not so much. In particular, Tennessee and Dallas. You know, Dak and Tannehill. What are you going to do with them? You're going to let those guys get the free agency and
we'll
hope to bring them back? No, those two teams are a little bit stuck. But I still think Tom Brady can be a bailout for Tennessee. Good luck. Go ahead. Go give that guy $30 million a year for 4 years. Watch what he turns back into. Ryan Tannehill, the Miami Dolphins.
I'm sure they're fearful of that. They know that.
And what, if you can't, what if because you sign him, you can't get Derrick Henry? You think he's really going to help you win football games?
They're not going to do that. But with Derrick Henry, they've got to be careful as well. Because everybody said the same thing about Todd Gurley. You can't let Todd Gurley go. You got to pay him whatever he wants. They did, and what happened? Todd Gurley's play just went down the chutes. It just fell apart. And those guys can only take so many hits. That's the problem. You know, there's a shelf life to those guys. Quarterbacks are a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different. But I think what you're seeing for most of these teams, and at least some of them are now mentioning Tom Brady, they don't know. They don't know. They're not buying in yet that Tom Brady is willing to walk away from the New England Patriots. So we're going to have to get that a meeting, whenever the hell that meeting is. And I'm not sure you're going to know. And if you're the Patriots, why would you give another team an opportunity right now? Why would you walk away from Tom Brady? Why would you throw that cheap number out there if you're Bill Belichick to Tom Brady so that Tom Brady sits there and says, "You got to be kidding me, Bill. Are you going to be that cheap? Screw you."
Yeah,
why would
and
you
think,
do that at so, this early in the situation?
In the process.
Here,
yeah,
right?
So because Lou was like, "Oh, so what does it look like? Okay, so, you know, tell me what you want." Well, you're not going to tell them what you want because they got to make you an offer. So you give them some guidelines, you give them some direction. And it's
don't embarrass me,
which in essence means listen, make sure you treat me with the comparable quarterbacks out there. Now maybe that's a trap.
And we're gonna do.
I would
that,
say
Tom.
I would
Tom,
say
we're gonna do that.
We know what his worth is. We know what his value is. We hope you guys feel the same way. That would be all that because that's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't need to let them know that we know how you work. We worked for you for 20 years. We know how you act.
Right.
We know what you think. So we're going to set the guidelines right now. We just want to make sure he's paired with the comparable quarterbacks at his position. Comparable quarterbacks. And then right off the top of your head, I throw Drew Brees out there. You sit there and throw Kirk Cousins out there. Not Dak Prescott, not Russell Wilson.
But we don't know Drew Brees' number yet.
Well, I would even just go back to his. He hasn't dipped down. He hasn't gotten worse, and he's younger. And he got a 2-year, 50-some-odd million deal. You know, Kirk Cousins got guaranteed money. You start with that, and then you let them figure it out. You let them come to you with an idea.
I don't think Bill Belichick is going to throw that number out. I don't think it's in his best interest to throw that number out.
Eventually, they got to make an offer, right?
Eventually, yes. But I also think. They can play the game. It's not about the money. It's about the weapons. Because clearly, that is stuff that's being leaked out of the Brady
camp. Why would you even say that? Why would you?
Because being leaked out of the Brady camp.
How do we know? Because that makes no sense if you're Brady. Why would I let the Patriots know that it's not about the money? It's about the weapons.
Maybe it's not about the money. Maybe it is about the weapons.
Okay, because then you sit there and say, listen, hey, why are you so insulted by the offer? We're trying to sign other players. Well, I mean, you said it wasn't about the money. You said it was about the players. Okay, so now you look stupid. Now, okay, they try and go out and sign some people, and they don't have to. They could act like they do, and they could miss out, and they save all the money, and they use it on somebody else on the defensive side. Now where are you at?
Because I think both sides know that he's going to take less money to play with New England than he will with another team.
That's an assumption that you just made. You're on the list. You're on the insider list. You're making assumptions. You have no idea what they think.
No, but that's based on past history. You know the Patriots are not going to be the highest bidders.
But the Patriots are not going to be the highest bidders. Well, No, he's assuming they're going to take. He's assuming they're going. He's going to take a pay cut.
It's a free
because
agent.
Because he wants to.
Christian, he's a free agent at age 43.
He won't take a pay cut.
I laugh at everybody looking, and they're all upset because there's a list out there now that Greg Rosenthal has put together. Chris Wessling, the other guy. Top 100 NFL free agents, and people are all pissed because Tom Brady is number 17 on the list, and he's number 4 with the quarterbacks. Yes, because you're not grading him on the last 20 years. You're grading him on what he's going to be like in year 21 and year 22 in the National Football League. And when it comes to that, 17 is just about pretty accurate. It's in the ballpark. Yeah. Fourth quarterback, pretty accurate.
It's weird seeing it, but
that's
right.
What he is. So if you're the Patriots, you're not expecting suddenly a guy who is taking pay cuts, who's taking less money to win. You're not suddenly expecting him to walk in and Don Yee say, hey, but this year we're cashing in. We want $35 million. There's no way. Both sides have got to understand. And Don Yee understands. Tom's not coming for the big paycheck. It's not going to happen with New England. But as Tom Curran wrote today, what about the comfort level? Now, granted, he was not happy last year. He didn't have a comfort level with the receivers. What's it going to be like if he goes to another team when he knows none of the people there and he's going to have to create a comfort level with receivers, with coaches?
Oh, God,
with
this comfort level. This is so overblown.
Well,
I'm so done with
that. Well, that was what we talked about
level.
All this last year.
No,
yeah,
no,
but
not
Glenn,
me.
This is where he and Peyton Manning are. It is similar. The situation in which they both leave town, if Tom does, is not. Okay, I get it. You know, they moved on from Peyton. He was forced to do this. But you could look at Peyton Manning and say, it worked. I mean, he was forced to do it, but he went there and had a record-setting season and won a Super Bowl. So he's an example of someone who's played this league a long, long time, went somewhere new, and put it together the first year. Like, just... And so how they move on is different, but... I would look at Peyton Manning and say, man, how hard was it late in your career? I mean, you put a whole new offense. You didn't know any of these guys on offense. You didn't know Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders or anybody. How did you make it work? I did, and so can't you, Tom. I'm telling you. You can do it, too. I did. I put my own offense in.
Yeah, I would say if you're looking at what Denver had defensively that year, and you're right with the weapons they had on the offensive side of the ball, and the offensive line was good as well, and it was a veteran offensive line, I would say if you put Tom Brady in that Denver situation, I agree. It would have worked as well. Because right now, Tom Brady is...
So leave the defense out.
Well, no, you can't. Defense is a big part of it.
I'm talking about your performance. Manning threw, what, 50-something touchdowns, right?
Right.
Okay.
But the defense is a big part.
He had no clue any of these. He never worked with any of the wide. He's not familiar with the offensive coordinator. He's not familiar with his weapons. He's not familiar with his offensive line or his tight ends. Tom would never want to do that. Well, Peyton Manning did put history together. He did it.
Yeah, we already know.
Why can't Tom do it?
Because one of those situations doesn't exist. We're sitting here talking about Miami. We're sitting here talking about the Chargers, who have an awful offensive line. We're not talking about one of those teams. And you can't leave the defense out because the defense forced how many turnovers during the course of that year to hand the ball over to the offense. New England might be the best spot for him if we're talking about where you can drop Tom Brady in next year. Maybe guys like Sanu figure it out next year. Maybe N'Keal Harry, after a year in his second year, finally understands the system and what he's supposed to do. I just think it is an uncomfortable. I think Tom Curran was absolutely correct when he talked about that, going to a different spot. But I get the feeling that these teams right now are just not buying it. They're not buying into that he wants to leave yet. And maybe Brady's going to have to do that. Maybe those are going to be the leaks here in the next few days to be able to create a marketplace. He's going to have to do that.
So I want to rank these insiders real quick when we come back. But I don't want to rank them from best to worst. I want to rank them from worst to best.
Why is that?
Because it's really, they all suck. I would say they're all terrible. In reality, they're all terrible.
So why are we doing?
They're all being used.
Why don't we just do the worst?
Who
why are we
sucks
doing the
least?
Best? Okay, that's better.
Who sucks the most?
Okay. So we got 11.
I already know who I'm picking. Who I think is the worst?
All right, we'll do that.
So
next.
Who's the worst? Who's being used the most? Who's the most gullible? Who is like the biggest pawn patsy of the group? Who is it?
All right, we'll do that coming up next. 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.